我想开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一点主的话。
I think in the beginning, we would like to ask our brother and sister to read some God's words together.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开希伯来书第十二章。
Brother and sister, please turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
十二章。
12.
我们先读第一节。
We're going to read verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we have a so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance, and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们回头看第十一章。
And we're going to turn back to chapter 11.
我们从第一节先读到第三节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 3.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
第十三节到十六节。
Verses 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things made it clear that they are seeking a country of their own.And indeed, if they have been thinking of that country from which they went out, they could have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
第三十三节读到四十节。
From verse 33 to verse 40.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放。为要得着更美的复活，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Who by faith conquer kingdoms, perform acts of righteousness, obtain promises, shut the mouth of lions, quench the power of a fire, escaped the edge of a sword.From weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put the foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and the others were tortured, not accepting their release, in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced a mockings, scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and the mountains and the caves and the holes in the ground. And all this, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God has provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
弟兄姊妹都知道，这次我所陈述的这个托付呢，是要和弟兄姊妹交通，按着意向奔跑天路。
I think brothers and sisters already know that the burden I have this time is to run the heavenly way according to the vision.
我们在上一堂已经和弟兄姊妹交通到。
In our last session, we already fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
神把我们生在这条路上。
God actually gave us a birth into this way.
神也呼召我们来奔跑这条天路。
And God also called us to run in this way.
我们说到，如果在这条道路上，我们要跑得对，跑得好。
In order to run in this way correctly and well,
我们需要有意向的支配和指引。
And we need to have the vision to govern us and to direct us.
我们知道没有意向，我们就没有目标，我们也没有指引。
Without the vision, we do not have a goal and we do not have a directions.
我们读旧约的历史。
As we read the Old Testament history,
我们看见有一些的时代，因为他们缺少了意象。
We can see some certain times because they were lacking of visions.
所以神的百姓中出现了一片的混乱。
Therefore, there was a chaos among God's people.
我想当我们读士师记的时候，
As we read the book of Judges,
我们很清楚地看见，
We can see very clearly,
神的百姓在地上没有目标。
God's people on earth had no purpose.
所以他们的光景非常的凄惨。
Therefore, they were in such a destitute desolation.
他们是活在仇敌的压制的底下。
Their life were under the oppression of the enemy.
因为他们缺少了意象。
Because they were lacking the vision.
他们不像他们的先父们。
They were not like their forefathers.
那么我们知道，当摩西带领以色列百姓行走旷野的时候，
We know.When Moses led the people of Israel in the wilderness,
那是一个有意象的时代。
And that was a time of vision.
百姓们是活在意象的控制底下。
And the people was living under the control of the vision.
那么当他们进了迦南，
As they entered into the land of Canaan,
约书亚的时代也是一个有荣耀意象的时代。
And the time of Joshua also the time of a glorious vision.
所以我们看见在迦南地所有的仇敌都被制服。
And we can see that all the enemies in the land of Canaan were conquered.
但是当这个荣耀的时代结束的时候，
And yet as that glorious time was concluded,
以色列的后代起来了，
And the descendants of Israel,
他们不认识神，
They didn't know God.
他也不知道神的作为，
And didn't know the work of God.
所以他们现在缺少了里面属灵的看见，
And now they are lacking the inner spiritual seeing.
所以四世纪有四百多年的时间，以色列百姓陷在极大的黑暗里面。
And for the time over 400 years, for the time of Judges, the people of Israel were in the great darkness.
虽然后来主做了一些的事。
And later on, the Lord did some work.
到了撒母耳记以后。
After the book of Samuel.
以色列百姓重新有一个大的恢复。
And there is a great revival among the people of Israel.
但是很可惜。
But very sadly.
从所罗门晚年以后。
In the latter years of Solomon,
以色列百姓重新一次失去了意象。
And the people of Israel again lost the vision.
所以列王记也成了一片的混乱。
Therefore, there's a chaos in the book of Kings.
我想这都是我们读旧约圣经中时候很清楚所看见。
I think that's what we can clearly see as we read the book in Old Testament book.
事实上我们知道教会历史。
And also in the church history,
因为缺少了意象，
because of a lacking of the vision,
所以地上的教会就充满了许多的乱象。
And there's a lot of a chaotic phenomenon in the churches.
我们曾经讲过，没有意象，民就跑得非常的混乱。
And we already mentioned that without the vision, the people will run wild.
所以今天我们奔跑这条道路，
so today as we are running this way，
我们需要有明确的意向，
we need to have this clear vision。
我们讲过，
we already mentioned this，
在神的地上的行动中，
and in God's deeds on earth，
那么他是用意向来引导来指示他的百姓。
He used a vision to direct and then to guide his people.
所以我们从圣经里面很清楚看见。
So in the Bible we can clearly see this.
那么神借着意象启示他旨意的奥秘。
God used a vision to reveal the mystery of his will.
显明他永远的目的。
To reveal his eternal purpose.
也指引神的百姓明确的道路。
And also guide his people a clear path.
并且在许多这些叫人沮丧叫人觉得混乱的时代里面，意象也鼓舞人心。
And also in this suddenly and confusing time, the vision also encouraged men's hearts.
意象也纠正了很多神百姓的错误。
And the vision also correct many mistakes.
并且我们会看见那些真正有意象的人。
And for those who really truly have a vision,
不管他们处在多么可怕的一个环境的里面，
No matter how terrifying environments they were in,
多么叫人容易灰心的这种环境的里面，
No matter what the disappointing environment they might be in,
他们却永不灰心，
They will never lose heart,
并且很多人至死忠心，
And they will be faithful till the death.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So therefore brothers and sisters,
意象对于我们今天神的百姓来奔跑神的路是非常重要的一件事情。
So vision is a very very important matter as we are running the God's way.
我们也讲过这个意象呢，就是一个属灵的看见。
It also mentioned that the vision actually is a spiritual seeing.
我们知道这是里面灵里的眼睛的一个看见。
This is a seeing in our inner spiritual eyes.
这个不是外面肉眼的看见。
This is not a physical sight.
今天也有很多神的百姓们误解意象。
And there's many of God's children that misunderstood the vision.
所以在神的百姓中充满了很多奇奇怪怪的看见。
And therefore there's a very strange seeings among God's children.
弟兄姊妹们，凡是那些从 肉眼中看见的东西都是不可靠的。
But it says what you can see from your physical eyes are not reliable.
意象是那是里面的一个看见。
This vision actually is an inner seeing.
但是呢，我想对于我们在座的弟兄姊妹来说，
And yet for brothers and sisters here,
可能我们很多人也是还是很困惑。
And probably we are still very confused.
这些日子讲了很多意象，这个看见那个看见。
And in these days, there's been a vision has been mentioned multiple times, seeing this, seeing that.
我看有的弟兄姊妹就开始着急了。
And some has become very anxious.
为什么我什么都看不见？
How come I have seen nothing?
是不是只有以赛亚像这些先知们看见？
Is that only for Isaiah those prophets could see?
只有这些使徒们能看见。
Or only those apostles could see?
我呢是不可能看见什么的。
It is impossible for me to see anything.
弟兄姊妹，你不要灰心。
Brothers and sisters, don't lose heart.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在希伯来书里面。
In the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的作者用信心来解释属灵的看见。
And the author of Hebrews used faith to explain the spiritual seeing.
我们觉得这是一个非常智慧的一个方式。
I think this is a very wise way.
所以当你读希伯来书第十一章的时候，
So as you read chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews,
他一开头就告诉我们，
So right in the beginning he says,
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
He said, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
所以信心就是一个属灵的看见。
Therefore, faith is actually a spiritual seeing.
那么他这里告诉我们，当我们运用信心的时候，
He tells us here, as we exercise our faith,
他能把真理呢，把它实化。
That can substantialize the truth.
就是呢，一些的真理因着信心的缘故在我们身上就成为一个属灵的实际。
And that means that some truth because of our faith will be turned into a reality in us.
并且呢让我们有确定的把握。
And we could have this assurance.
我想我这样讲可能我们还是有很多人不够明白。
And if I put it in this way, probably still not that many people can understand.
我想为这一些比较年幼于刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹来讲，我用一个比较简单的比喻来说明一下。
And for those who just believe in the Lord, I will use a simpler illustration.
在我们还没有信主的时候，
before we believe in the Lord,
当人向我们传福音，
as we were preached by others about the gospel,
人就告诉我们说我们是罪人。
And we were told that we are sinners.
如果我们来到神的跟前，我们很真诚地向神认罪。
If we come before God and sincerely confess our sins,
耶稣基督的血就能把你的罪完全洗干净。
And the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse completely your sin.
我想我们初初听见这样话的时候，
as we first heard these words,
我们的里面实在觉得很疑惑。
And there's a confusion in us.
这是什么道理？
And what was this?
可能吗？
Is that possible?
甚至有的人呢，他反对。
And sometimes may be against it.
他说呢，你乱讲。
And they say, it's nonsense.
耶稣两千年前就死了。
And Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago.
他在十字架上流的血老早就流干了。
And he already bled all his blood on the cross.
这个血怎么可能来洗我们今天的罪呢？
And how come his blood can cleanse my sins today?
但是不知道什么时候，
But then don't know when.
神把一个信心放在你的里面。
God put faith in you.
哎，这个信心一进来的时候啊，
And when faith came in,
宝血这件事情变实话。
And that, the precious blood become a reality.
所以你在主面前祷告，主啊，求你用你的血洗净我的罪。
Then you can pray before the Lord, please cleanse all my sins with your precious blood.
在这个祷告之后，
after this prayer,
你立刻感觉到你一生都轻松了。
Then all of a sudden you feel like you, all your burdens has been moved away.
并且你里面满了平安和喜乐。
And there is a peace and joy within.
我想这都是我们基督徒初初蒙恩得救的经历，对不对？
I believe this is experience we have as we first believe in the Lord.
到今天，我想我们每一个人说那个时候是一个心理作用，对吧？
And I don't think anybody will say that this is some kind of psychological effect.
我们确确实实罪得赦免。
Indeed, our sins has been forgiven.
所以你知道，从那天开始起，
from that day on,
你里面开始有了这个信心，
and you have this faith in you.
那么就是你里面开始，你的属灵的眼睛开了一点。
And that means that your spiritual eyes has been opened up a little bit.
因为你已经看见耶稣基督宝血的功效。
Because you have seen the efficacy of the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从那个时候开始，
from that time on,
我们每一次啊犯了罪。
Every time as we sin,
我们就到主跟前说，主啊，求你用血洁净我。
We will come before the Lord and say, Lord, please cleanse me with your blood.
当我们真正得着主血的洁净，
after we have been cleansed,
哎呀，我们里面立刻就感觉到怎么样，里面得着释放。
Then there's a release within.
然后我们跟主之间的交通就恢复了。
And our fellowship with the Lord will be restored.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
Therefore, the author of Hebrews tells us,
信心就是一个属灵的看见。
Faith is actually a spiritual seeing.
当然，弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们个人呢，信心的程度有点不一样。
Of course, the capacity of each of our faith is different.
因为在神的意象的里面，
because in God's vision,
神所包含的实在是一个非常丰富的神的作为。
That includes all God's abundant and rich works and deeds.
如果我们读启示录，
as we read the book of Acts,
我们就看见约翰所看见的异象，
and we can see what the vision John saw.
它包括了人子的异象。
In the book of Revelation, that includes the vision of the Son of Man.
我们年长弟兄讲到，他看见主耶稣是大祭司。
And our elderly brother mentioned that he saw our Lord as the high priest.
然后他又看见神和羔羊的宝座。
And he also saw the Lamb and the God's throne.
然后他又看见羔羊的妻。
And he also saw the wife of the Lamb.
新耶路撒冷从天而降。
The new Jerusalem coming out of heaven.
所以我们知道，在神的意象里面包含着许多丰盛的事物。
And we know that in God's vision, there are many rich and abundant things included.
从我们基督徒最基础的经历，一直到最深奥的经历，是无边无际。
And there's from the basic and to the deepest experience, and it is unlimited.
所以你信心的度量达到什么样的情形？
So it depends on your, the capacity of your faith.
那里面看见就达到什么样的情形。
And that will govern how much you will see.
我上次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Last time I mentioned with the brothers and sisters.
因为过去几年呢，我的眼睛呢曾经遭受疾病的攻击。
And for the past few years, my eyesight has been attacked by illness.
突然之间我就失去了我整个的视觉。
All of a sudden, I just lost my sight.
那个严重的时候啊，真是很近距离东西都看不见。
And in the most worst situations, I barely can see anything.
但是感谢主，主带领我慢慢逐渐的恢复。
But I thank the Lord because the Lord has led me to gradually recover.
这是一个，也是一个很特别的一个经历。
And that was a very special experience too.
我甚至有的时候在家里吃饭呢。那我姊妹很会做菜，做了好几个盘子菜在那里。
And sometimes I have a meal at home because my wife was a very good cook, and she prepared many dishes.
但开头时我只看见盘子，不知道里面什么东西。
So in the beginning, I only saw dishes. I don't know what's inside.
所以我每次吃，我都问这是什么？这是什么
？So every time as I try to try it, I was asked, "What is in there? What's in there?"
当然，我的姊妹不会害我了哈。那么都是好东西。但是我那个时候呢看不见，我就放嘴巴吃才知道什么东西。
Of course, my wife won't mistreat me. All these are good stuff, and I will only tell what that is after I put that into my mouth.
我告诉你们还有一个很奇妙的现象。
And I will tell you another very interesting phenomenon.
因为我的眼睛呢，这个视觉模糊了。
Because my vision was very blurry.
哎呀，我到教会里面的时候，我发现一件事情。
As I come to a church meeting, church buildings, I found one thing.
我就看见每个弟兄姊妹啊，都很年轻，很漂亮。
I found all brothers and sisters look pretty young and pretty.
这个很特别。
That's very special.
为什么呢？我可以看见弟兄姊妹的脸，又看不见他的皱纹。
Because I can see my brothers and sisters' faces, but without their wrinkles.
也看不见他脸上的疤。
And not their scars.
所以每一个人看起来都很美丽。
So everybody looks pretty beautiful.
所以我就想起来。
And I was reminded.
我们基督徒初初得救的时候。
As we were first saved.
我们那个里面的眼睛刚开的时候。
And our eyes were just opened.
哇，在教会中看见每个弟兄姊妹都可爱，对不对呀？
And we saw every brother and sister beautiful.
哇，看见每一个都好啊，握手啊，这个很热情的、啊。
And I found that every one of them was very good, and we are very close.
但是麻烦了，慢慢的，这个肉眼越来越亮。
But sadly, our physical eyes become more and more have a better vision.
所以我们就看见有的可爱，有的不可爱了，就是变成这样，对吧
？Then we can tell some of them are lovely, some of them not so.
所以我们要更多学会用属灵的眼光来看什么。
And therefore, we need to learn to use a spiritual seeing to see a people of God.
如果你灵里的眼睛打开
，If our spiritual eyes are open,
也许你就能像大卫在诗篇十六篇所说的一样。
Maybe you will say just like what David said in Psalm 16.
他说：“我看世上的圣名，这是又美又善，是我所最喜欢的。
”And he said that all the saints are good and beautiful. It's my beloved.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们能说这个话吗
？Can we say the same thing？
我们说用在我们喜欢的那班圣徒身上可以的。
And probably we can say that those we like。
用在全教会不行。
And we cannot apply that to the entire assembly。
那么弟兄姊妹们，
And、
这告诉我们说呢，我过去的经验，这个眼力的恢复是逐渐恢复的。
And the experience tells me that my vision was recovered gradually。
所以你里面属灵的看见。跟你里面信心程度的增长有关系。
So there's what you can see inwardly is proportional to the capacity of your faith.
我们在旧约时代中看见以西结是一个有意象的人。
In the Old Testament time, we can see Ezekiel was a person with a vision.
但是你把以西结书整个读过之后呢
？But as you read through the book,
你看见他的意象在进步。
And we can see that there's a progression in his seeing.
他在第一章所看见。耶和华的荣耀。
And in chapter one, he saw the glory of the Lord.
那个时候三十岁。
And he was 30 years old.
那么到他看见那座耶路撒冷城的时候呢
？As he saw the city of Jerusalem.
他那个时候五十岁。
He was 50 years old.
那么在他的生命的里面有一个过程的。
So there's a stages, a process in his life.
那么今天呢，对我们来讲是一个信心成长的过程。
And to us, it's a growing process of our faith.
有经验的弟兄们告诉我们，意象是一个活的，不是一个死的。
Some those who have experience tells us that the vision actually is a living, it's not dead.
意象不是个机械化的东西。
And vision itself is not mechanical.
因为我们神的工作是无限量的
，because the work of our Lord is unlimited，
是永远的
，is forever。
所以这个意象在我们里面，这个看见是逐渐的扩大。
Therefore, the seeing, the vision will continue to be enlarged within us。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
感谢主
，we thank the Lord。
在希伯来书第十一章里面告诉我们
，in Hebrews chapter 11 it tells us，
这个信心就是一个属灵的看见。
Faith is actually a spiritual seeing.
那并且呢，你在希伯来书十一章里面看见那些跑天路的人都是有信心的人。
And also we can see those recorded in the chapter 11, those who were running the heavenly way were the people of faith.
那意思说呢，这些人都是受意象所支配的一般人。
That means that this group of people were governed by the vision.
他们是有属灵的看见。
They had the spiritual seeing.
他们是为着神的旨意在地上奔跑的。
They were running for the will of God.
所以今天我们需要里面的眼睛能够越过越明亮。
So we need to have our inner vision to become brighter and brighter.
我们需要接受意象的一个指引。
And we need to be directed by the vision.
我们不仅看见一般性的一些基要的真理。
Not only will we see the some the basic truth.
我们更需要看见神那个永远的目的。
And we also need to see God's eternal purpose.
这样我们在这条道路上奔跑的时候
，so that as we run in this way，
我们才有确定的一个方向
，then we will have a set direction，
才能够帮助我们跑正路
，so that we can be helped to run the right way。
那么除了这个之外呢
？In addition to this，
我们读到这个希伯来书第十一章的时候啊
，as we read chapter 11 of Hebrews，
我们看见他这里列出了许多的人物
，and many characters are listed here，
并且我们能感觉得到
，and we can also feel this，
虽然他们是在同一条天路上面
，although they are in the same heavenly way，
但是呢，因着他们对于神的、对于主的经历不一样，他们跑出各样不同的特点。
Because they have a different experiences in the Lord, they have a run in their runs, they show different characteristics.
这些特点是他们的生活，也是他们的经历。
Those characteristics are their lives and also their experiences.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们知道，虽然在这条道路上我们的经历可能不一样。
Although in this way our experiences may be different，
但是路只有一条
，and yet the way is only one，
道路不能不一样
，and the way shall be the same。
今天我们知道达到神的旨意不是有很多路的
，because the way to reaching God's goal is not many。
圣经给我们看见神的路只有一条
，because the Bible tells us that there's the way is only one。
主耶稣说他就是路
，the Lord says that He is the way。
所以除了他之外没有路。
So except for him, there's no other way.
但是我们在跟随主的路上，我们对于他可有不同的经历。
And yet, as we follow in the Lord, we may have a different experiences.
并且呢，我们能看见他们这些人的经历，就证明他们在跑天路。
And also, their experiences prove that they are running the heavenly way.
这是圣经记载这些人物对我们所有的一些帮助。
And this is a help of.Why the these people has been recorded in the Bible?
所以这几天也许有弟兄姊妹讲说，是我们现在知道了要跑天路，我们怎么跑呢
？And some brothers and sisters may ask, "No, I know we need to run the heavenly way, but how can we do it?"
如何才叫做真正跑在这条路上呢
？And what does that mean to run this heavenly way?
感谢主
，We thank the Lord.
主就用古代的圣徒们的那些经历告诉我们。
He used the experiences of a saint of old.
如果我们也能活在这些经历的里面
，to tell us if we can live in these experiences，
就证实这个人现在是在跑天路。
And it proves that this person is running the heavenly way.
这不是说你心里面想我要跑天路就跑天路了。
It doesn't mean that oh I have this thought I want to run the heavenly way then I'm running it.
这条路是我们看不见的。
Because this way is invisible.
那么我们怎么跑呢
？And how can we run？
我们乃是借这些经历告诉我们这条路是天路。
And through these experiences, we are told that this is the heavenly way.
我在主面前思想。
As I meditate before the Lord.
我觉得从创世纪到出埃及记。
And from Genesis to Exodus.
我们把这些个人的经历一直到团体的经历看一下。
From personal experiences to the corporate experiences.
我觉得那个经历已经是非常的完整。
I think that those experiences are pretty complete.
那意思是说呢，后来的人，包括到了新约时代中的圣徒们呢，我们大致的经历都不超过这些范围。
That means the later saints, including those in the New Testament, are their experiences are within this domain.
当然，我们读这些人物的时候啊
，as we read these figures,
有的人物一生的经历非常丰富
，and some of them have a very rich experiences in their lifetime.
他们的故事记载的非常的详尽
，and there's details about their life experiences.
我们看见在各地各样不同的特会里面，很多人拿一个人物就可以开一堂特别聚会，对吧
？And some people can use one character to have a conference about it.
所以呢，我们要把这些人物的故事详尽的说是不可能的。
So it is impossible to talk about these characters in detail.
也没有这个必要。
And there's no it's not necessary either.
所以呢，我试着。
If I'm trying.
就是我只能说我试着。
I'm saying I'm trying.
从每一个人物身上抓一个特点。
I'm gonna take one character from each figure.
我也不敢讲说我所抓的是绝对准确啊。
I cannot say that this is very accurate.
但是至少这个能给我们一点点的参考。
At least we can use them as a reference.
能帮助我们。
And to help us.
那么好，我们从创世纪开始。
So we're going to start from Genesis.
我们晓得第一个人物就是亚伯。
We know that the first person is Abel.
这是人类历史上面的第一个天路客。
And this is the first pilgrim in human history.
是一个头一个跑天路的人。
And he is the first one who was running the heavenly way.
我们都知道他最大的特色是什么呢？
We know that what is the most obvious
characteristics
of him.
他到神的跟前献羊。
He was a keeper of a flock. He offers lamb.
今天早晨我们的弟兄们已经把这个被杀的羔羊的意义给我们做了很好的解释。
And this morning our brother already gave a very good explanations about the lamb who was slain.
我想我不需要再多加上什么。
And I don't think I need to add anything.
但是在这里我们有一个问题。
But here we have this question.
亚伯知道他的父母犯罪。
And Abel knew that his parents had sinned.
他也知道他自己落在罪中。
And he also knew that he was in sin.
我们的问题在这里。
But the question is here.
他为什么会知道用羔羊来献祭？
Why would he know to offer a lamb as a sacrifice?
你知道如果我们中国人的话呢？
You know, for Chinese.
我们中国人献祭用什么东西啊？
And what will you offer as a sacrifice?
我们杀猪。
And probably a pig.
或者杀只鸡，对不对啊？
Or a chicken.
所以我们就心里想，亚伯，你怎么会想到用羔羊呢？
And probably will think, why Abel, you will think about a lamb?
所以我们看见希伯来书的作者解释。
And therefore, we can see that the author of Hebrews explained this.
亚伯因着信
，by faith, Abel.
就意思说呢，亚伯里面有看见。
That means that Abel has this seeing within.
他所以会献上羔羊，这是神的启示。
Why he would offer a lamb as a sacrifice?
这是他所看见的异象。
It is because the revelation of God. This is his vision.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们熟悉新约的人都知道
，As we are familiar with the New Testament，
那么这个羔羊
，This lamb，
乃是我们主耶稣基督的形象。
That's the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
它也是属灵生命的一个记号。
And that is also a sign of a spiritual life.
因为我们的主在地上的时候，他所表现的是羔羊的生命。
Because when our Lord was on the earth, he was manifesting the life of the Lamb.
我们很稀奇，我们伟大的主。
And we are very amazed at our
great God. 他用这么一个微小的羊做他的形象。
And he used this small image of a lamb as his sign.
虽然圣经讲他是犹大支派的狮子。
And the Bible says that he's a lion of a tribe of
Judah. 但是我们的主从来没显出狮子的样式。
And our Lord was never manifesting the image of a lion.
他喜欢羔羊。
He liked the lamb.
所以你记得在启示录里面那里讲到。
And remember in the book of Revelation.
那个长老说，看啊，犹大支派的狮子。
And he said that, look, behold, the lions of the tribe of Judah.
这个约翰心里讲，一看我一定看到一只狮子。
And the apostle John said that he turned and he will see the lion.
结果一看是个羊。
And as he turned, he saw a lamb.
所以我们的主用羔羊作为他的形象。
Our Lord used a lamb as his image.
当然，这个羔羊里面包含了非常多丰富的意义在里面。
Of course, there's a rich meaning to the image of the lamb.
它是属灵生命的一个记号。
It's a sign of the spiritual life.
所以难怪在约翰福音第十章第十节那个很熟悉的话。
Therefore, in the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 10.
今天呢，我们都把它改了啊。
And today we have changed it.
那里说什么？主说：“我来了是要叫什么？”
What does he say? He said that as I come, that
我来了是要叫人得生命，是吧？这是我们改掉他的。原文是什么？我来了是要叫人叫羊得生命。
In the original, he says I came that the sheep might have life.
所以意思说，主耶稣他取羔羊的形象，他是羊，我们呢也应该都是羊。
And so that when the Lord came to this earth, he took the image of the lamb, and we shall also become lambs.
那么主在我们身上要增加什么？增加羊的生命。
And what does the Lord want to increase in us to increase the life of man?
这是一个非常有意义的一件事情。
This is a very meaningful thing.
所以这告诉我们，今天基督徒呢，应当更多活出羔羊的形象。活出羔羊的生命。
So for Christians, we should live more of the image of the Lamb and the life of the Lamb.
所以
，therefore，
如果一个人
，if a person，
跟随羔羊
，follows the Lamb，
活出羔羊的形象
，to live out the image of the Lamb，
就证明这个人在跑天路。
It proves that person is running the heavenly way.
你们记得在启示录第十四章那里。
Remember in Revelation chapter 14,
那里讲到有十四万四千人。
It talks about 144,000 people.
他们与主一同站在锡安山上。
They were standing together with the Lord on the Mount Zion.
我们知道的锡安山代表神永远的旨意。
We know that the Mount Zion represents God's eternal purpose.
代表神掌权的范围。
That's the domain which is ran by God.
他们这帮人为什么能跟我们的主一同站立在锡安山呢？
How come these people can stand together with the Lord on the Mount Zion?
第四节有一句宝贵的话。
The verse 4 is very precious.
那里说羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
They follow wherever the lamb goes.
他们这班人在地上说是跟随羔羊的一班人。
Because a little group of people, they follow the lamb when they were on the earth.
这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
就是像我们的主在地上一样。
They will live just like our Lord did.
无论遇见什么环境，
no matter what circumstances,
无论遭遇什么东西，
no matter what they are encountering,
他们表现是羔羊。
They manifest the lamb.
如同我们的主一样表现羔羊。
Just like our Lord manifest the lamb.
所以你知道施洗约翰第一次看见主的时候，
you remember when the John the Baptist first saw our Lord.
他说看啊，神的羔羊。
He said, behold the Lamb of God.
因为主站在那里。
Because the Lord was standing there.
看啊，神的羔羊。
He said, behold the Lamb of God.
第二天主耶稣走路。
And the second day as our Lord was walking there.
他又喊一次说看啊，神的羔羊。
He made another proclamation. He said, behold the Lamb of God.
这告诉我们的主无论是动与不动都是羔羊。
It talks about either our Lord is in motion or not. He is the Lamb.
我常常想我们有时候啊，如果坐在那里不动啊，人家还以为是羔羊。
Lot of times when I'm thinking as we are in sitting there, people will think I'm a lamb.
哇，一动起来都很可怕。
But as we make our moves, they'll become very terrifying.
所以在这里有一班人，他们立定心智跟随羔羊。
And yet for this group of people, they have this determination to follow the lamb.
绝不让人看见我们肉体的丑陋败坏。
They will never show forth the ugliness of our flesh.
他们真是背起十字架跟从主。
They are willing to take up their cross to follow the Lord.
无论遭遇什么为难，遭遇什么样的误解，遭遇人的辱骂，表现羔羊。
No matter what kind of misunderstanding or difficulty they may have, they would like to manifest the lamb.
当人家争吵的时候，表现羔羊。
In the argument, they would like to manifest the lamb.
失去很多东西的时候，表现羔羊。
When they are losing many things, they would like to manifest the lamb.
这个叫做羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
That means a follow, that interprets the following the lamb wherever he goes.
所以这班人他们是跑天路的一班人。
So for this group of people, they are running the heavenly way.
他们的脚可以和主一同站立在锡安山上。
They can stand together with the Lord on the Mount Zion.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们晓得。
So brothers and sisters, we know this.
该隐完全代表天然人属地的眼光。
Can represent the natural man's perspective.
所以创世纪一开头就把两个人摆在我们跟前。
So in the beginning of Genesis, there's a two men was a place before.
这是非常清楚的一个启示。
And this is a very clear revelation.
你不是亚伯，你就是该隐。
You are either Abel or Cain.
这个中间好像没有什么中间的东西。
So there's no gray area in between.
所以一个人如果缺少了亚伯这种的看见
，So if you are lacking the vision like Abel's,
你就自然你就是都是该隐的看见。
Naturally you are a Cain.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
亚伯的经历告诉我们
，Abel's experiences tell us,
一个人如果跟随羔羊，活出羔羊的形象，流露羔羊的生命，证实这个人是奔跑天路的人。
If a person who is following the Lamb and experiencing the Lamb and also manifesting the life of the Lamb proves that the person is running the heavenly way.
第二个人
The second person.
我们讲到以诺
Enoch.
我们很清楚以诺一生最大的一个特色就是他与神同行。
The very apparent characteristic of Enoch's lifetime is that he was walking with God.
我们知道我们的神是走路的。
We know that our God walks.
当然，他所走的路是属天的路。
Of course, he walks this heavenly way.
我们的神才不会走属地的路。
Our God does not walk in any earthly way.
所以你要与神同行。
So if you want to walk with God,
你一定也是走在属天的路上。
You are walking in the heavenly way.
你不可能神走属天路，我们走属地的路还走在一起，不可能。
And it's not possible to walk with God if a guy is walking the heavenly way and you are walking the earthly way.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
当初门徒们受主的吸引。
And when the disciples were attracted by the Lord,
他们有三年半的时间在地上跟随主耶稣。
For over three and a half years, they were following the Lord.
实际上，他们已经开始在走天路。
As a matter of fact, they started walking in this heavenly way.
因为我们的主是走天路。
Because our Lord walked in the heavenly way.
所以今天我们要与主同行，就是在走天路。
So today, if we are to walk with the Lord, that means we are walking in the heavenly way.
这里呢提醒我们。
And we are reminded here.
是我们与神同行。
We are walking with God.
不是要神与我们同行。
And we do not have God walk with us.
哎呀，我们很多时候犯这个错误。
A lot of times we make this mistake.
哎呀，我们常常我们要到哪里去？主啊，你要跟我同去。
And sometimes, a lot of times, we will like go to that place and we ask the Lord, Lord, come with me.
主说，那个属地的路我才不去。
The Lord said that that is an earthly way. I will not go.
你要与神同行，你不是拉着神跟你走路。
And then if we are to walk with God, we are not just holding His hand and dragging along.
我们有很多时候，我们弄了一些东西，神啊，你来祝福我们。
A lot of times we prepare a lot of things and ask the Lord to bless it.
我们要知道，这个不叫做与神同行。
We have to know that this is not walking with God.
我们是拉着神与我们同行。
We are dragging God to be with us.
当然有的时候神也怜恤我们。
And a lot of times God have mercy on us.
就像父母带孩子一样。
And just parents are
父母带孩子。
Okay. Just like parents are carrying their children.
你知道那个小孩子常常拉着父母的手，跟我走，跟我走。
And a lot of times the kids were dragging the parents' hands and say, "Follow me, follow me."
有时候父母被弄得没办法，只把他抱起来就走了。
And a lot of times the parents couldn't do anything else but just take out the kids and carry them away.
你知道吗？神常常就这样带我们。
And this is a lot of times it's God's way caring for us.
感谢神，他怜恤我们的软弱。
We thank God because He has mercy on our weaknesses.
所以很多时候都是他在抱着我们走天路。
And a lot of times He is carrying us to walk this heavenly way.
当然，最好的情形就是我们甘心情愿与他一同走。
And the best scenario is that we are willing to walk with him.
神在哪里，我们也在哪里。
Where he is, we will be there also.
神停下来，我们也停下来。
When he stops, and we will also stop.
我们都知道以诺不容易。
We know that it's not very easy for Enoch.
因为圣经告诉我们，他生儿养女，还与神同行三百年。
And because the Bible recorded that he has a children and he walked with God for 300 years.
他是在家庭的生活里面。
In his family life.
这是何等不容易啊。
It was not, it was difficult.
但是感谢主，这个人的心愿强烈。
But thank the Lord because he has this strong desire.
所以我们要知道，你要与神同行。
And we have to know this, if we are to walk with God,
有一个重要的功课你要学的。
There's a very important lesson that we need to learn.
你要放下你的自己。
We need to put aside ourselves.
是吧？
Is that true?
今天我的弟兄如果拉着我跟他走，我不愿意，那就不行。
And if today my brother is dragging me to go with him,
如果我要跟他走，我要放下我自己才能跟他走。
If I'm not willing, then it won't work. And only I can put aside myself, then I can go.
所以一个活在自己里面的人，
If a person who is living in his
都是我的意见，我的感觉，我的计划，我的作为。
And it's also my opinions and my feelings and my work.
甚至有时候我们的善意，我们的好心。
And my good intentions and my good heart.
你如果持守这个东西，你很难与神同行。
If you hold fast to these things, it's very hard for you to walk with God.
所以圣经要求我们舍己。
Therefore, the Bible required us to deny ourselves.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从以诺开始。
From Enoch.
在教会历史上，在人类历史上，看见有无数的弟兄姊妹们，他们放下自己，跟随神心。
Through church history and also through human history, we can see many numerous. Brothers and sisters willing to put aside themselves and to follow the Lord.
虽然有的时候代价很大，
lot of times the price is pretty high.
但是他们也愿意，
and yet they were willing.
所以我们知道，今天如果一个人在这里与神同行，你就知道他是一个奔跑天路的人。
If today a person is walking with God, then you will know that person is running the heavenly way.
我想我们有很多弟兄姊妹啊，都知道何素文教师。
And we know that there's many brothers and sisters know the story about Mr. Margaret Barber.
今天在中国有很多弟兄姊妹纪念他。
And many brothers and sisters remember her in China.
我们的姊妹似乎没有做什么。
And our sister seems didn't do anything.
但是她是一个与神同行的人。
And yes, she was a person walking with God.
当她到了中国之后，
after she arrived in China,
你看见她有非常丰富的圣经知识。
And she has a very rich knowledge in the Bible.
她有很深的十架经历。
And she has a very deep experience of the cross.
她真是一个认识神的人。
She is a person who truly knew God.
但是主就把她带在一个小小的海港边上。
And yet the Lord was bringing her to a small harbor.
主没有走，她就不走。
A poor city, and because the Lord didn't go, and she stayed there.
她几十年都在那个地方。
And she spent many decades there.
但是他对中国教会所产生的影响，我想到永世里面，恐怕我们才能明白。
And yet her influence on the churches in China, we probably can only understand it when we're in eternity.
这个是跑天路的人。
This is a person who was running the heavenly way.
所以以诺身上的特点，他的经历告诉我们。
And therefore, through Enoch, his characteristics and also his experience tells us.
今天我们要奔跑天路。
Today, if we are to run the heavenly way,
我们必须与神同行。
We need to walk with God.
那么后面我们看见挪亚。
And later we can see Noah.
我们都知道挪亚一生最大的特色就是造方舟。
And we know that the most obvious characteristics for Noah is to build an ark.
因为那个时候人类的光景已经非常的败坏。
Because of that condition, that mankind at that time was very corrupt.
神已经定义要用洪水灭世。
God has decided to destroy the world with a flood.
所以当这个洪水还没有来之前，
and before the coming of the flood,
神启示挪亚。
God revealed to Noah.
圣经说挪亚动了敬畏的心。
And the Bible recorded that Noah has this heart of fear.
所以他们就全家起来开始建造这个方舟。
Therefore, the entire family rose up and built ark.
我想今天我们很能明白这个意义。
And today we can understand the meaning.
这个方舟就是指着我们的主说的。
The ark represents our Lord.
这个方舟讲明在基督里和住在基督里。
And the ark represents in Christ and abide in Christ.
我们要逃脱神这个末后时代的大审判。
If we are to escape from the final judgment of God,
只有活在基督里。
The only way is to live in Christ.
所以住在基督里，这也成为基督徒重要的属灵的经历。
Abiding in Christ has become a very important experience for Christians.
因为他们建造了方舟。
Because they built the ark.
结果呢，他们逃脱了那个洪水的审判。
As a result, they escaped from the judgment of the flood.
我们知道挪亚也是一个传义道的人。
And we also know that Noah was the one who preached the word of righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天如果我们是一个学习住在主里面的人
，Today if we are learning to abide in Christ，
那么你就是一个奔跑天路的人。
Then you are a person running the heavenly way.
我们看见在这里，挪亚不仅他一个人，他把他的全家都带到这个恩典的里面。
And here that we can see not just Noah, but he has brought all his entire family into this grace.
所以我们最好不要光自己跑天路，带着全家一起跑天路。
Therefore, we shall not just run the heavenly way ourselves, but we need to bring our families to run this way.
这是一个美丽的一幅图画。
This is a beautiful picture.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
住在主里面的经历非常重要。
Abiding in Christ, this experience is very important.
也许弟兄姊妹问，怎么样才能住在主里面？
Probably we may ask, how can we abide in Christ?
约翰一书第二章讲得很清楚。
And the first John chapter 2 says it pretty clearly.
如果我们能顺服恩膏的教训，就必住在主里面。
If we can follow the teaching of the anointing, then we will abide in Christ.
所以今天你在你的生活中要学习顺服里面的膏油。
So today in our daily living, we need to learn to follow the teaching of the anointing.
说话行事都根据膏油。
And in our actions, in our words, we need to.
你就是一个住在主里面的人。
Then we are a person who abides in Christ.
我们都知道挪亚的这个经历，对今天末后的世代来讲是一个重要的提醒。
We know that Noah's experience is a very important reminder for those who are in the last days.
我们记得主的话说。
We remember what the Lord says.
主说挪亚的日子如何，人子的日子也如何。
And what is with the days of Noah, so shall be with the days of the Son of Man.
所以这个经历不仅帮助我们能跑天路。
So these experiences can not only help us to run the heavenly way.
并且叫我们能够躲避。末后时代的一个大审判
，but could also help us to escape the final judgment，
叫我们能够坦然无惧的来见主
，so that we can come to see the Lord with a boldness。
那么，下面我们再看亚伯拉罕
，and then next we're going to see Abraham。
亚伯拉罕也是一个跑天路的人
，Abraham also one running the heavenly way。
当然，我们最清楚就是亚伯拉罕他有一个独特的信心。
And we can see that Abraham has a very special faith.
他被称作是信心之父。
He is called the father of faith.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
因为我们的神在他荣耀的旨意里面预备了一切的丰盛。
Because in God, in his glorious purpose, has prepared all riches and abundance.
然后他定下了信心的律。
And he has set this law of faith.
我们借着信心就可以进入他的丰富。
By faith, we can enter into his abundance.
而亚伯拉罕是头一个把这个信心活出来的一个人。
And Abraham was the first one to live out this faith.
所以保罗在罗马书第四章里面给他下了定义。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 4, Paul made this definition.
亚伯拉罕所信的是使无变为有，是使死人复活的神。
And what Abraham believed was the one who made something out of nothing and who made the dead into a life.
那意思就是说，他相信这位神是无所不能的。
That means that he believed this God who can do anything.
他为什么会离开他的家乡乌尔进入迦南呢？
Why did he leave his country to enter into Canaan?
当然，迦南是神所预表的，基督的丰富。
Of course, Canaan was a type of the abundance of Christ.
对于当时亚伯拉罕来讲
，and to Abraham at that time，
他放下了他的家乡，放下了他的亲人。
He put aside all his country and also his relatives.
过了河到迦南地区。
And crossed over the river to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们知道他去的时候一无所有的去。
We know that when he went with nothing.
因为什么？他相信呢，使无变为有的神。
Because he believed a God who can make abundance out of nothing.
我们知道这也成为历史历代 许多神的仆人们信心生活的一个根据。
And we also know that it is the principle of a faith living for many saints of God throughout history.
许多神的儿女们都跟随主，都愿意凭着信心跟随主。
Many people of God would like to follow the Lord by faith.
我们很可惜，到今天在地上的教会中，看见这种的信心已经被破坏的非常厉害。
Very sadly, we can see that this kind of a faith has been destroyed very badly in the church today.
真正凭着这样信心活在主跟前的人越来越少。
It become a fewer and fewer for those who live before God with this faith.
所以保罗曾经讲过。
Therefore, Paul mentioned this.
他说我们今天需要那种无伪的信心。
And Paul said that we need to this unfeigned faith.
因为今天信心的道到处讲。
Because we can hear the words of a faith everywhere.
但是真正像亚伯拉罕这样凭着信心跟随主的人越来越少。
And yet it become a fewer and fewer who can follow the Lord just like Abraham did.
所以呢，我们个人教会的光景都显得非常软弱。
Therefore, for our personal lives and also church conditions, we are pretty weak.
我们知道没有信心就没有所谓奇妙的生活。
And we know that without faith, there is no wonderful life.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
亚伯拉罕就是这样相信神。
And Abraham believed in God in this way.
并且呢，他也相信了神能使死人复活。
And he also believed that God can resurrect the dead.
因为这件事情显在他生以撒的事情上。
And because of that was a proof and manifested in the birth of Isaac.
在他100岁的时候生了以撒。
When he was 100 years old, he gave birth to Isaac.
哇，这个真的是不容易，对不对？
And Isaac was born to him. It was not very easy.
事实上亚伯拉罕犯了错误。
And actually Abraham made the mistake.
在这个事上他有软弱。
And he was also weak concerning the matter.
他们曾经动了人的手帮助。
And they used a man's hand to help God.
这撒拉把夏甲给了他了。
And Sarah gave a Hagar to him.
以实玛利。
And then Ishmael was born.
因为神对他们说，你要生一个儿子。
Because God said to him, said to them, a son shall be born.
当然亚伯拉罕很高兴。
Of course, Abraham was very happy.
但亚伯拉罕看越来越老，怎么搞的还没生
？And yet he found he's continued to age, and how come there's no sign of a birth?
到最后生育都断绝了。
And to the time that there is no hope.
他想这不得了，神的话落空了。
And he said, "Wow, God's words is in vain now."
所以夫妻两个商量啊。
So there is a kind of a discussion.
他们真是爱神的。
Husband and wife, they really love God.
他们不愿意神为难呐。
They didn't want to cause any trouble to God.
我们帮他一下吧。
And let's help him.
所以呢，因此呢。他们就说生那个以实玛利，亚伯拉说神啊，这个就算了，就算你的话应验。
And when Ishmael was born, then they said to God, okay, this is considered as the fulfillment of your promise.
神说不行。
And God said no.
我们都知道，这个以实玛利后来变成很大的难处。
And we know that this Ishmael has become a big trouble.
我常常讲，全世界都受这个家庭的影响。
And I often say that the entire world has been influenced, affected by this family.
他们的家务事一直闹到今天。
Their family matters, issues has become a trouble even now.
全世界都被这个家庭影响。
And the entire world has been affected by this family.
所以可见呢，你要伸手帮助神做事要小心呐。
So therefore, you need to be very careful if you want to stretch our hand to help God.
那么神就这件事情告诉我们。神应当是全然可信的。
And through these matters, God proves that He is the one we can fully trust.
所以到后来，亚伯拉罕的信心被建立起来了。
And later on, Abraham's faith was fully established.
神说你要把你所爱的这个儿子，把他献祭，杀了献祭给我。
And God said to Abraham, now you need to offer your son, your beloved son, as a sacrifice to me.
亚伯拉罕毫无犹豫。
And there's no hesitation on Abraham's side.
信心的光景已达到顶峰。
And that was an apex of his faith.
所以创世纪22章何等荣耀的一幅图画。
And it's such a glorious picture in Genesis chapter 22.
就是把他的儿子捆起来放在柴上面拿刀就杀。
And he tied up his son and put it on the wood and he was about to kill him.
但我们知道神阻止这件事情。
Of course, we know that God didn't let it happen.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕的信心
and Abraham's faith
是今天在地上我们基督徒需要的 经历。
And that is experiences we need to have for Christians on the earth.
他因着信心的缘故。
Because for the sake of faith.
他成了希伯来人。
And he became a Hebrew.
他真正成了一个在地上做客旅寄居跟随主的人。
He became a stranger and a sojourner following the Lord on earth.
他在地上一生的年日，实在看见是天支配他的生活。
And through his lifetime, we can truly see that his life was governed by heaven.
每一样事物都是神在那里管理。
And every matter in his life was governed by God.
所以今天如果有人有这样的信心活在主跟前。
Today, if a person has this kind of faith living before God,
这个人才是真正跑天路的人。
And that person is a person running the heavenly way.
所以亚伯拉罕也是一个非常好的一个例子。
And therefore Abraham is a very good example.
然后我们来看看他的儿子以撒。
And then we're going to take a look of his son Isaac.
这个以撒实在是一个很特殊的人物。
Isaac is a very special person.
我每次读他的故事，我都觉得这个人很特别。
Every time I read his story, I feel like he is a very special.
那么他说明什么呢
？And so what does his life is tell us?
他的身上的经历说明一个人绝对的顺服。
And his experience tells the absolute obedience.
你看他做童子的时候
when he was a youth,
他爸爸抓着他要去杀，他就让他杀了。
And when he was grabbed by his father to kill him, and he allowed his father to do so.
一点都没有抗拒啊。
And he didn't resist.
他的爸爸是听见神的话的。
And his father heard the voice of God.
神还没对他讲话呢。
And God didn't speak to him yet.
他说爸爸要杀你，让你杀吧。
And he said, Father, since you're going to kill me, I'll let you kill me.
那个时候我们知道亚伯拉罕已经非常老了。
At that time, we know that Abraham was very old.
以撒如果跑掉，他根本追不上。
If Isaac going to run away, Abraham cannot catch him.
他也不跑，他就站在那让他绑。
And yet he did not run, and he just allowed his father to tie him up.
所以你看见。这个以撒真的是很特别。
And we can see Isaac is was a very special.
没有挣扎。
And no resistance, no struggle.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个后来就说到我们的主是如何绝对的顺服天父。
And he tells our Lord how he was absolute obeying the Father.
我们记得。主在克西马尼园里面的祷告。
We know our Lord's prayer in Gethsemane.
父啊
，Father，
倘若可行，叫这杯离弃我。
If it is possible, please remove this cup from me.
然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And yet, not my will, but your will be done.
绝对的顺服。
Brother and sister, this is absolute obedience.
我们知道在新约圣经里面这种绝对顺服的例子不多的。
In the New Testament time, we don't see that many examples of this absolute obedience.
那个玛利亚的丈夫约瑟。
Mary's husband, Joseph.
我们看见他没做什么，但是他身上有个特点。
And he didn't do much, but we can see one characteristic in him.
我们称他这种顺服叫做无言的顺服。
And we call his obedience is a,Obedience in silence.
没一句话讲。
He didn't say the word.
叫他怎样他就怎样。
And ask him to do this, and he would do it.
也像在那个加拿的婚宴上那些舀水的这些佣人一样。
And just like the servants in the wedding of a Cana.
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么可能达到一种绝对顺服的情形呢
？But it says, how can we reach this absolute obedience?
因为你认识我们的神是何等伟大的神。
Because we can, if we come to realize how great our God is,
何等全能的神
，what the Almighty God He is,
我们很羞愧呀
，and we are much ashamed.
我们常常祷告说，神呐、啊，你是 Almighty God, 全能的神。
Lot of times as we pray, God, you are the Almighty God.
我们爬起来就跑了。
And then after we get up and we just run away.
这只不过是对我们是一句话。
To us it's just a phrase.
但是对有些人来讲。
And yet to some,
这是里面的认识。
This is the inner knowing.
所以以扫身上有一个绝对顺服的这么一个特性。
Therefore, in Isaac, there's this absolute obedience.
那么还有一件特别的事。
And there's another special thing.
就是他娶妻的事情。
And concerning his marriage.
他在那里迟迟的不结婚呢。
And he was late in getting married.
所以他的爸爸亚伯拉罕着急了。
And therefore, his father Abraham got worried.
所以亚伯拉罕呢， 就是说好了，打发我那个全产业中最老的仆人呢，回到家乡去把他找一个。
And therefore his father said, okay, I'm going to send my oldest servant to back to my country to find a wife for my son.
创世纪二十四章。
And Genesis chapter 24.
你想想看，如果你是以撒。
Think about this. If you were Isaac.
我想如果现在的年轻的人最怕这个。
And I think that's a big headache for the young people here.
你爸妈看你老不结婚，我给你找一个，千万别找，对不对啊？
If your parents are concerned, you think you are too slow getting married, and they were trying to find one for you, and you will say no.
并且还找个老人家去找，那更不得了了。
And your parents are going to send an old person to find a mate for you, and then that's going to be even difficult.
所以我想那个以撒在那个帐篷里面整天忧虑，不知道找一个什么人来了，不知道，对不对啊？
Well, Isaac was worrying in his tent, didn't know what kind of person he's going to marry with. And yeah, Isaac was very at rest. We also know that the old servant was very nervous too.
那么主人这么重托他。
Because it is such an entrustment to him.
哎呀，他也没有把握。
And he didn't have this assurance.
你记得他一路祷告。
And so he prayed all the way.
耶和华我们主人的神啊。
And he prayed that the Lord Jehovah, the God of our father,
你总要让我遇见个好运气，碰见个好的。
Of our master, and please give me this good luck so that I can find a good one.
感谢神，神就把利百加给他。
And we thank God because God eventually gave Rebecca to him.
利百加真的是非常好。
And Rebecca was very good.
啊，所以这个，来了之后呢，圣经记载说，以撒就爱她，就把她娶为做妻子。
And when Rebecca came and Isaac saw her and loved her and they got married.
我想今天这个在美国要这种婚姻是恐怕不大可能。
And I think in America, this kind of marriage probably is not very easy.
哎，我在中国啊，发现那个乡下还是这样。
And in China, in the countryside, I found that they still do the same.
哎呀，叫我很稀奇。这个父母找了一个女子来说，你跟她结婚，她就跟她结婚了。
I was very amazed. The parents find a girl and said, "Okay, you're going to marry my son," and they got married.
所以我们能看见以撒有一个个性，就是他完全的顺服，完全相信他的父亲。
And we can see one characteristic about Isaac. He has this absolute obedience and absolute trusting.
你知道我们的主也是这样吗
？Brothers, do you see that our Lord is also in the same way,
以弗所书第一章告诉我们
，Ephesians chapter one it tells us，
我们是父的拣选和预定，对不对
？And we have been chosen and predestined by the Father，
是天父在这个世界中找来的。
And we have been chosen and been selected by the Father，
神把我们当做礼物送给他的儿子。
And God considers us as a gift to His Son，
我们是羔羊的妻耶。
And we are wife of the Lamb。
你想想看，我们是什么人、
啊、？And consider us what kind of person we are.
我们真是丑陋不堪呐、
啊。And we are pretty ugly.
但是呢，天父把我们给主的时候，主欢欢喜喜的接纳我们。
And as we are given to the Lord by the Father, the Lord receive us with gladness.
我们的主没有拒绝任何一个。
And the Lord did not reject any one of us.
你我要感谢神。
So we need to thank God.
不过呢，我们要感谢我们的神。
But we also need to thank God.
虽然我们今天非常丑陋
，Even we are very ugly today.
我们真的是满身的罪恶
，And we are full of sins.
我们是一个败坏的罪人
，And we are corrupt sinners.
但是弟兄姊妹，你记得以弗所书第二章第十节的话吗
？But brothers and sisters, do you remember what is recorded in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10?
因为他有能力
，Because he has a might.
他有全能
，And he has a might.
他能把你我这些丑陋的人把它变成美丽
，And he can turn that ugly person as we into some beautiful one.
所以圣灵今天天天在我们身上做工啊，就是把我们做的像耶稣，像主。
So Holy Spirit is working on us daily so that to transform us into be like Christ.
所以你等于你拒绝圣灵的话呢，你就拒绝他把你改变。
So if you are rejecting the Holy Spirit, then you are rejecting the change He is working in you.
所以这简单说，圣灵在我们身上做一点点工，我们的主就欢喜一点，一看，哎呦，开始改变。
And so if the Holy Spirit do some work in us, our Lord will be pleased because He will see the change.
到他回来的时候
，And when He returns,
我们所有人都像他
，And all of us will be like Him.
哇，我们的主欢欢喜喜的把我们迎娶了
，And the Lord will marry and Marry with us, marry us with gladness.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们要学习顺服圣灵在我们身上带领。
So today we need to learn to be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit in our
lives. 你看，在以撒身上还有一个特点。
And also another characteristic in the life of Isaac.
就是他挖出好几口井。
And that
四口井。
He dug up four wells.
我们看见了他挖出一口，那么敌人就给他争走了。
And we saw that as he dug out one well, and he was in argument with the enemy. And
因为以撒有一个完全顺服的心。
And yet Isaac had this absolute obedience.
所以他与世无争。
And he won't conflict with anyone.
他从来没有埋怨过。
And he won't complain.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
只有一个完全顺服神的人。
Only a person who is absolutely obedient to God.
他才能够完全接受神在环境上给他的安排。
Can receive all the arrangements by God in his circumstances.
哎呀，我们到处看见很多弟兄姊妹们呢，这个不满意，那个不满意。
And we can see many brothers and sisters are not very satisfied with this or that.
啊，对这个聚会不满意。
Not very satisfied with this assembly.
啊，对那个聚会也不满意。
And not satisfied with that assembly.
非常不安息。
And with no rest at all.
有的时候呢，从这个难处跳出来，就会掉到更大难处里面。
And a lot of times we jump from one difficulty, jumping into another bigger one.
所以如果你里面有个顺服
，So if you have this obedience,
你能安于主给你的环境的带领
，And you can rest in the leading of the Lord in the circumstances.
例子就告诉我们，哎，有一天他真的又挖到活水泉了。
And that example tells us that one day he dug out another living fountain.
我们知道今天我们生活需要泉水。
We know that today we need living water in our lives.
这个泉水能洁净我们。
And this living water can cleanse us.
能新鲜我们。
Can refresh us. Can
nourish us. 叫我们的生活充满活力。
So that our life is full of energy and vibrance.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
以撒是一个奔跑天路的人。
Isaac was the one running the heavenly way.
他说明如果今天有人能这样顺服神。
He explained that if a person can follow the God in this way.
他就是一个奔跑天路的人。
And he is the one running the heavenly way.
啊，我们再来看他的儿子雅各。
And we're going to look at his son Jacob.
啊，雅各的故事非常精彩。
And that is a very dramatic about his story.
但是我们知道雅各身上有一个重要的点。
And yet there is a very important characteristic about Jacob.
就是他在哈兰的旷野里面。
And that is in the wilderness of Haran.
他做了一个梦。
And he had a dream.
而这个梦就是一个异象。
And that dream actually was a vision.
啊，那个时候他被迫离开家。
And he was forced to flee from his home.
在旷野整尸而睡。
And he lay his hand to sleep in the wilderness.
内心非常的忧苦。
And he was full of sorrow.
我们有首诗歌写得很好。
And there is one hymn very good.
雅各从他忧苦之时建立神的家。
And he said that from the stone of his sorrow and grief, he built up the house of God.
因为那一天在异象中看见那个天梯。
Because in his vision, he saw this ladder to heaven.
神在上面。
And God is on the top of the ladder.
神的使者上去下来。
And God's angels are ascending and descending on the ladder.
他那刻里面就明白了神的家。
And at that moment, he realized the meaning of the house of God.
我们晓得这个异象就是控制。雅各一生的一个意象。
We know that his lifetime was controlled by this vision.
雅各是个难办的人。
And Jacob was a very difficult person.
雅各的意思就是喜欢抓。
And Jacob, the meaning of Jacob is like to grab.
我想有好多弟兄姊妹们，他们取英文名字，他搞不清楚，他取个雅各。
And a lot of brothers and sisters don't know the meaning, that they will give their kids the name Jacob.
他不晓得雅各就是抓。
And they don't know that Jacob means a supplanter, like a grab.
他这个个性跟他这个名字完全符合。
And his personality is very much in agreement with his name.
不，我们知道雅各有个特点。
And we also know Jacob has this characteristic.
虽然呢，他这个有很多的诡计，但是他爱慕属灵的东西。
And even he has all kinds of schemes, but that he liked the spiritual matters.
抓长子的名分，抓父亲的祝福。
And so he would like to hold on to the sonship, and he would like to grab on to his father's blessings.
结果他也受了很多的苦。
And he also suffered many troubles.
神借着各样的环境在他身上做工。
And God used all kinds of circumstances to do his work in his life.
所以我们有很多人用雅各的经历解释十字架，对不对？
Therefore, many people use Jacob's experiences to explain the meaning of the cross.
但是最重要的一件事情呢？
And yet the most important thing.
就是要神借着他 产生以色列家。
And God would like to use him to develop the house of Israel.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是一个活在异象支配底下的人。
And he was a person live under the vision.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，在地上，如果我们的受苦，主在我们身上的工作，是为了建立神的家。如果你能明白这样的点。
And today, if our suffering, our afflictions, we can understand that all these are for the house of God.
那么你还是一个跑天路的人。
Then you are the person running the heavenly way.
所以到了晚年的时候。
In his latter years.
他扶着杖头敬拜神。
He was a worshiping God on the top of his staff.
信服神在他一生上一生的带领。
He trusted God for all his leading throughout his lifetime.
我没多少时间，我要快快讲。我们再看约瑟。
And I don't have much time, so we need to move on and look at.
约瑟也做了两个梦。
And Joseph also had two dreams.
我们都知道这两个梦就是控制他一生的意象。
We know these two dreams are the visions that control his life, lifetime.
那个用意是什么呢？
What's the meaning of this?
就是呢，神要叫他靠着神的同在，替神掌权，保全生命。
And through God's presence, God want him to reign for him and also to keep lives.
那么开头的时候呢，我们看有13年的时间，他真是在苦难的里面。
We can see that in the first 13 years, he was in this affliction.
他开头不明白。
He didn't understand in the beginning.
那么他的哥哥们苦待他。
And he was mistreated by his brothers.
那些埃及人也苦待他。
And also Egyptians were mistreating him as well.
因为神的同在的缘故。
Because of the presence of the Lord.
他没说一句话接受无理的苦待。
And for his mistreatment, he didn't say a word.
你记得我们一首诗歌里面一句话非常好。
I remember one phrase in the hymn is very good.
叫做温和的接受无理的苦待。
We will receive all kinds of mistreatment with
温柔的接受。
温柔的接受。Humility. With the humility to receive all kinds of mistreatments.
因为有神的同在。
Because the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们有的时候经过很多的环境，真实是无理的。
Lot of times as we are going through many circumstances, they are very unreasonable.
但是我们必须看见神的手在我们身上。
And yet we need to see the hand of God is upon us.
最后约瑟跟他的兄弟们相认的时候。
So in the end, when he made himself known to his brothers.
那真是圣经中非常感动人的一幅图画。
And that was a very touching pictures in the Bible.
他的哥哥们一直到后来还是怀疑他。
And in the end, his brothers still have a doubt about him.
到最后父亲死了。
And when their father passed away.
看见他们的心里就多么的焦急啊。
And we can, they have this anxiety in them.
他说过去他所以不伸手对付我们，因为爸爸在。
They said, because we will not get hurt because our father was with us.
现在爸爸不在了。
Now father is gone.
他一定要用严厉的手对付我们。
And he gonna take care of us with a severity.
结果传话的人把这个话传到约瑟那里。
And when Joseph heard this.
约瑟痛哭。
And Joseph wept before God.
他把脸洗干净，把弟兄们找进来。
And he cleaned up, and then he asked his brothers to come.
他说弟兄们。
He said brothers.
你们的意思原是要害我。
And your intent is to hurt me.
但神的意思是好的。
And yet God do it well.
是为了要保全生命。
In order to preserve lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我们知道今天在地上的生活。
For our lives on this earth
是不容易的，
are very difficult.
但是我们需要活在神的同在里。
And yet we need to live in the presence of God.
我们要以他的同在为满足。
And we need to be content with his presence.
不管我们在什么样的情况里。
No matter what kind of circumstances we are in.
我们真的能对主说，主啊，有你就够了。
And can we say to the Lord that, Lord, if we with you, we are.
主啊，有你就够了。
It's enough.
无论夜多长多黑。
No matter how dark the night is.
无论日有多长。
And no matter how long the day is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And the brothers and sisters.
对约瑟。
Joseph.
能够替神掌权。
Can reign for God.
所以今天如果一个人学会依靠神的同在。
If a person learns to rely on the presence of God.
神会把他的权柄托付。
God will delegate his authority to that person.
这是一个跑 天路的人。
And this is a person running the heavenly way.
我们再来看摩西。
And we're going to take a look at Moses.
摩西一生最大的特长是什么呢
？And what is the most obvious characteristics for Moses?
希伯来书三章第二节的话是最好的注解。
And Hebrews chapter 3:2.
那里讲说摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
He said Moses was faithful in the house of God.
所以摩西一生最大的一个成就呢，就是在神的家尽忠心。
So the greatest achievement for Moses in his lifetime is to be faithful in the house of God.
我们晓得一个人要忠心不容易的。
We know that it is not very easy for a person to be faithful.
神在地上，今天在地上寻找忠心的人。
God today is looking for faithful persons on earth.
今天神要的是有忠心的管家。
And Today, God wants to have a faithful steward.
神根本不在乎我们的恩赐有多大。
God does not care how much gifts we have.
神也不在乎你的知识有多少。
Doesn't care how much knowledge you have.
神也不在乎有多少能力。
He doesn't care how much ability you have.
神所在乎的是忠心。
He cares your faithfulness.
但是我们从摩西的身上看见，这个忠心是不容易的。
And yet, through Moses, we can see that this faithfulness is not easy.
因为他的己如果不被对付尽。
If his self was not fully dealt with,
他不可能忠心的。
He was not able to be faithful.
啊，我们读出埃及记的时候，他的故事。
If we read the story, his story in Exodus,
我们看见他生出来就俊美非凡。
And we know that when he was born, he was handsome.
然后呢，我们知道他又天生非常的聪明。
And he was very intelligent.
哇，他的运气很好啊，结果被法老的女儿收作儿子。
And he was very lucky to be adopted as son of.
一下就进到了王宫里面。
As a for the daughter of a pharaoh, he was in palace.
享受地上的荣华富贵。
And he enjoyed the glory and wealth in this world.
享受最大的权势。
And he enjoyed all the authority.
受最好的教育。
He was well educated.
你知道吗？这一切的东西啊，都把摩西那个己啊变成个大己。
And then all these things will promote Moses himself into a big one.
40岁时候，他以为他可以拯救希伯来人。
And when he was 40 years old, he thought he was able to save the Hebrews.
结果呢，一出手就闯祸。
And when he stretched out his hand, and he made a mistake.
结果变成逃犯，就跑到旷野里面去。
And he turned into a refuge, running into the wilderness.
啊，在旷野里做什么呢？牧羊。
And what did he do in the wilderness? He shepherded sheep.
天天带这么几只小羊进进出出。
And he just Taking in and out those small sheep.
这个大有口才、大有才干的摩西啊，结果去牧羊去了。
The very capable, the very eloquent Moses. Now he was a shepherd.
啊，摩西也忍耐。
And he was enduring.
啊，到了50岁。
When he was 50 years old.
他想，神大概要我回去了吧。
And he thought to himself, probably it's time for God to send me back.
受10年的苦哎。
And I have suffered for 10 years.
应该可以了吧。
And it should be enough.
结果神没有动静。
But yet no move from God.
到了60岁。
When he was 60 years old.
哇，还没有动静。
And then no sign.
然后慢慢的快靠近70岁。
And when he was getting closer to 70 years old.
我想大概这个时候写诗篇90篇。
I think probably it's a time he wrote Psalm 90.
他提醒神啊。
And he was reminding God.
神啊，人的一生是70岁。
He said that God, for lifespan for a person is 70 years old, 70 years.
如果你使我强壮，大概可以到80。
And if you make me strong, I can live up to 80.
你知道吗？他在提醒神呐。
And he was actually reminding God.
可以了。
It's about time.
30年的苦过去了。
And I have suffered for 30 years.
但是神还是没有动静。
But there's no sign from God.
到了80岁。
When he was 80 years old.
所有一生的才智功用通通消失了。
And all his natural ability and then intelligence dissipated.
神说，哎，可以了，现在可以。
And God said, now it's the time.
所以神就说，你去替我讲话。
Now you have to speak for me.
摩西说，我已经不会讲话了。
And Moses said, no, I don't know how to speak.
我天天跟这些羊在一起。
And because I have been with this sheep all day long.
再有口才也不行。
And I don't know how to speak.
哎呀，结果神还生气了。
And yet that make God
啊，那么这个故事弟兄姊妹都知道。
I think we all know the story.
但是我们晓得。
But we know that.
神为着要得到一个忠心的人。
In order to gain a faithful person.
所以神用了这样一个方式对付他的仆人。
And God used this way to deal with his servant.
我们到今天都知道。
And we know about it today.
一个人如果活在己的里面，
If a person living in himself,
你是不可能忠心的。
That person cannot be faithful.
什么东西都是我的兴趣，我的意见，我的感觉，弟兄姊妹们，神是不能用的。
And if all this are for my interests, my opinions, and my feelings, and in this way, God cannot use us.
却到了八十岁。
So when he was 80 years old,
感谢神，神知道这个人是可靠的。
And thank God, because God knew that this person now is reliable.
却神把他弄到西乃山上。
So God brought him up to Mount Sinai.
然后呢，用云彩把这个山头遮住。
And he enclosed the mountain top with a cloud.
你要知道，神这个时候已经等待了一千多年了。
You know that God has been waiting for over 1,000 years.
因为神要在地上找到一个忠心的人。
Because God has been looking for.
神要把他的心意托付下来。
God would like to entrust his will to that person.
虽然过去先祖们中间也有一些，但是呢，神一直的隐忍，没有办法托付。
And even in the past, there's someone's faithful in the forefathers, but God was not able to entrust.
现在他看见有一个人对他的自己是完全绝望的。
And God saw that a person who has no hope in himself.
所以当摩西把两三百万的以色列百姓带到西乃山下。
So when Moses led 2 million Israelite people to Mount Sinai.
神就迫不及待的就把摩西这个带到山上去。
And God immediately took Moses up to the mountain.
然后神就用云彩遮住。
And God covered the mountain with a cloud.
神就对他说：“好了，现在啊，你也不要吃，也不要喝，也不要睡了，我们要交通了。”
And God said, "Now, okay, now you don't have to eat, don't have to drink, and you don't have to sleep. Now it's time for us to fellowship."
40 days.
And 40 days and nights.
那么先把律法启示。
And then he first revealed the law to him.
然后呢，详详细细的把这个会幕的样式。告诉摩西。
And in detail, he revealed the pattern of the tabernacle to Moses.
哎呀，你没看见神啊，对这个会幕啊，那个宝贵啊，那个小心啊，对不对？
And you can see how careful and how God treasured the tabernacle.
我想那四十天呢，神一面讲，神就对摩西说：“你懂了没啊？懂了没啊？”意思是，你记住没？
But in those 40 days, when the Lord was describing the tabernacle, he at the same time asked Moses, "Do you understand this? Have you remembered that?"
当然，这是我的想象。
Of course, that is out of my imagination.
那就是为什么用40天呢？
And that's why for 40 days and nights.
我们知道那个摩西本来是大有才干的。
And we know that Moses was a very capable person.
他那个为法老能建基货城，那个大城都能盖，对不对啊？
And he was able to build a city of storage for
the pharaoh. 那么一个小小的会幕有什么难处呢？
And why is so difficult for him to build a small tabernacle?
这个时候摩西没有对神说，神啊，你放心交给我吧。
At that time, Moses didn't say to God, "Oh,Don't worry, I will take care of it."
我下山给你盖个十倍大。
And as I go up to the mountains, I'm going to build a bigger one, so 10 times bigger.
你知道这就很多时候我们在神面前侍奉主的心里。
And yet you know that it is our attitude as we serve the Lord.
神啊，这个工作交给我，没你放心，哪里能放心呢？
Lord, don't worry, just give the work to me.
所以神就告诉他，下山之后一切都要照着山上的样式。
And yet, God said to Moses, "After you go up the mountain, you have to do everything according to the pattern of the mountain."
甚至一针一线都没有交给摩西。
And God did not give any details to Moses.
所以摩西到山下，尽他的忠心，把会幕建造起来。
And at the foot of a mountain, in his faithfulness, he built out the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果今天有人侍奉主。
If today a person is to serve the Lord,
这样侍立在神的跟前，
if he can stand before God in this way,
完全按照神的指示来建造神的家，
to build the house of God according to God's instructions,
这个人是跑天路的人，
and that person is a person running the heavenly way.
你看今天我们在神的家上是多么的随便，
and today how loosely we have been concerning the matter of the house of God.
我们真的不知道做了多少得罪他的事情。
We don't know how many times we have offended against him.
有很多时候那个聚会啊，看不好，我们按照自己喜欢的把它改变，你知道多可怕。
Sometimes we don't like such meetings, and we like to change it according to our likings. It is very terrible.
所以摩西明白神的心意，也尊重神的决定。
And then so for Moses, he understood the will of God and he also respect the decision of God.
今天神在地上，神要寻找忠心的人。
Today on the earth, God is looking for faithful ones.
所以摩西身上的特点讲到这个忠心。
So in Moses, we can see faithfulness.
我要快快的我们讲一下以色列，讲一个团体的见证。
And quickly we'll go to Israel, the corporate testimony.
我们知道不仅有个人在主面前奔跑天路。
And we know that not only for individuals, we are running the heavenly way.
神更是要带着一个团体奔跑天路。
And God is leading a corporate body to run the heavenly way.
神把以色列人带出埃及。
God led out the people of Israel out of Egypt.
他们成了一般奔跑天路的百姓。
And they become a people running the heavenly way.
是一个奔跑天路的一个团体。
And it's a corporate body running the heavenly way.
他们身上有几个重要的特点。
There are several important characteristics.
第一个，他们要成为圣洁的国民。
The first, they will become a holy nation.
他们成为有律法的一般百姓。
And they are people with the law.
他们是按照神的规矩活在神跟前。
And they live before the law according to the God's law.
那么第二个，他们要成为祭司的国度。
And the second, they will become a nation of a priest.
他们每一个百姓都应该是祭司。
And every one of them shall be a priest.
第三个。
The third,
他们是抬着约柜跑天路的。
And they are carrying the ark, running the heavenly way.
是背负主的见证。
They are carrying the ark.
我想这个对今天地上的教会团体来讲是非常重要的一个启示。
And it is a very important revelation to churches on the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在各处聚会。
Brothers and sisters, as we assemble in various locations.
我们的聚会是跑天路的聚会吗
？And are we Is our assembly running the heavenly way?
如果我们的聚会是跑天路的聚会
，If our assembly is running the heavenly way,
第一个就是我们中间必须分别为圣。
The first thing is we need to be set apart.
我们跟世界要完全断开的。
And we need to set apart from the world.
我们要尊重神的律法，神的律例的。
And we need to respect the law of God.
一切都按着神的话语来行的。
And everything shall be carried out according to the word of God.
我们在新约时代中间。
In the New Testament time,
我们是基督身体上的肢体
，and we are members of the body of Christ.
每一个弟兄姊妹都应该是祭司
，and every one of us should be a priest.
我们中间没有圣品阶级
，and there is no clergy.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们必须看见在教会里面弟兄姊妹尽身体的侍奉
，and we need to see that the body ministry in the church.
如果我们只是少数人在负责任
，if the responsibility are just taken，
而弟兄姊妹不能够都投在侍奉的情况里
，taken care of by a few，
看不见身体的侍奉
，and not all the brothers and sisters are in it.
我们知道这个团体不是一个奔跑天路的团体
，and we can see that this body is not running the heavenly way.
如果今天我们的聚会是跑天路的团体
，if today our Assembly is running the heavenly way.
我们一定是为着基督的见证而活着的。
And we are living for the testimony of Christ.
我们绝不是为着其他的目的。
We are not living for any other purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
从个人到团体
，from individuals to a corporate body.
我们从创世纪到出埃及记
，from Genesis to Exodus.
我们能看见过去的这些人身上他们奔跑天路他们的经历和他们的特点。
And we can see the persons are.The experiences and the characteristics as they ran the heavenly way.
我们也看见一个团体的一个特色特点。
And we can see the characteristics of a corporate body.
这些对于今天我们是非常大的激励。
And that is a great encouragement for us.
我们要成为一般奔跑天路的人。
We need to become a people running the heavenly way.
我们要跑得好。
We need to run it well.
我们需要受意象的支配。
We need to be governed by visions.
我们必须活在这些经历的里面跟随主。
And we need to follow the Lord in these experiences.
无论个人团体
，No matter is for individuals or for corporate body.
我们都应该活在这样的光景中。
We need to live in this condition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
到了末了的时代
，As we come to the end last day，
我们实在感觉今天地上教会的路是多么的混杂。
And I feel like the path for the church today is so mixed and so chaotic.
我们真像碰见世事的时代一样。
And we are as in the times of the judges.
以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And there is no king among the people of Israel, and everybody go his own way.
没有意向的支配。
And there is no governing of the vision. There is no goal.
也不清楚指引。
And there is no clear direction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
我们何等需要主的怜悯。
How much do we need the Lord's mercy?
话已经非常清楚。
The Lord's word is very clear.
我想从创世纪到到这个出埃及记。
I think from Genesis to Exodus.
这一些经历的点。
And through these points of experiences.
已经几乎是可以包括全本圣经里面所有在基督里面的经历。
Can encompass all the experiences in Christ.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着他们的经历。
Because their experiences.
给我们有一个清楚印证。
We could have this clear confirmation.
现在我们应当知道。什么叫做跑天路
？And now we can know what it means by running the heavenly way. And how can we run this way?
我们真是感谢神的恩典。
We really thank the grace of God.
啊，对不起，我的时间已经到了，我容许我在两分钟啊，
and、
讲点重要的事情。
To go for another 2 minutes.
因为在希伯来书十一章里面，后面告诉我们。
And because at the end of chapter 11 of Hebrews.
奔跑这条天路是满了艰难。
It tells us that as we run in this way, it's full of difficulties.
需要付代价。
Need to pay the price.
我们要不怕属地的损失。
And we shall not be afraid of earthly loss.
我们也不怕人的误解。
And we shall not be afraid of a man's
misunderstanding. 我们也不怕人来羞辱我们。
And we shall not be afraid of a man's
humiliation. 我们要与那个地向下的力量对抗。
And we need to fight against the drag, downward dragging force.
这个充满了征战的。
And it's full of welfare.
我们从那些弟兄那些人的身上的经历上已经看见了。
There's a full of battles and through the experiences we can see.
没有一个人是不需要付代价的。
And none of them, and every one of them needs to pay a price.
从以色列整个团体身上看见。
And through the corporate body of the people of Israel.
他们要经过无数的征战。
They had to go through all kinds of battles.
虽然以色列人在旷野里面是失败的。
Even they fell many in the wilderness.
但是那个原则在那里。
And yet the principle is still there.
今天我们需要与属灵的征战。
Today we need to have this spiritual warfare.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们在今天这个时代的里面。
Today in this time.
全心的相信他。
And we can trust him fully.
全心顺服他的带领。
And we can fully obey to his leading.
求主在这些日子开我们里面的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes these days.
把意象重新一次摆在我们的中间。
Again, to put the vision.In front of us.
好叫我们在地上有准确的目标，清楚的道路跟随主。
So that we could have this clear and set goal and a clear path to follow him.
我们能不能在这次的聚会里面，在主面前做一个了断呢？
Could we make the deal in this conference?
我们求主的灵光照我们。
We ask the Spirit of God to open to enlighten us.
若是今天我们的生活、我们的侍奉根本与神的心意不相合，我们能放下这些吗？
If our lives and service are not in agreement with this vision, can we put them aside?
我们肯放下这些吗？
Are we willing to?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们肯，
if we're willing,
你是最有智慧的人，
and you are the most wise person,
并且你是一个真正奔跑天路的人，
and you are the person truly running the heavenly way,
并且主能把我们带到路中，
and the Lord can lead us to the end.
我想主回来时，我们可以欢然的见他。
I believe that when he returns, we shall see him with a gladness.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads with another word of a prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
我们原本就是不配的人。
And we are not worthy person.
但是今天你把我们放在这条路上。
And yet today you have put us in this way.
你深知我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
历史历代你都拣选软弱的人。
Throughout centuries, you have a chosen weak persons.
主啊，你怎样借着你的恩典帮助那些人跑完了他们一生的路
？How you help them to run to the end of the way through your grace?
让他们在这条路上有美好的经历。
So that they could have these wonderful experiences in this way.
他们接受意象的指引。
And they were governed and directed by the vision.
今天你在我们身上也能做。
Lord, you can do the same thing in our lives.
主啊，给我们信心。
Lord, give us a faith.
让我们重新一次把自己交在你的手中。
So that once again, we would like to offer ourselves into your hands.
不容许我们的愚昧抓住那些不出于你的事物。
Don't allow our foolishness to grab onto the things that do not belong to you.
也不让我们的骄傲拦阻我们跟随你。
Don't allow our pride to hinder us from following you.
主啊，我们愿意向你降服。
Lord, we are willing to submit ourselves into you.
在不多的日子的里面。
Lord, in the few days,
让我们趁着今日
And then as long as it is today,
有完全的回转
and we can turn completely,
能够重新一次在你的道路中跟随你往前
we can again in your way follow you to the end.
主啊，愿你回来的日子
Lord, when you return,
我们所有的弟兄姊妹都能欢然的见你
and all of us could meet you with gladness.
我们深信你的怜悯
and we believe in your mercy.
主啊，求你垂听我们的祷告
Lord, please hear our prayers.
垂听众圣徒的祷告
Pray, hear the prayers of all the saints.
听众教会的祷告
Hear the prayers of all the churches.
愿你荣耀你自己的圣名
May you glorify your holy name.
我们这样祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.